Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture, the Pork Checkoff is partnered with a website and mobile app. It's called Yumlink. Now, National Pork Board Vice President of Domestic Marketing, Jared Sutton, says digital opportunities like this put pork recipes in front of today's consumer. Now, there are also opportunities to educate consumers about cooking temps and other quality characteristics.
As we lean on this three-legged stool, for lack of a better term, for our long-term growth for pork consumption, the three-legged stool is really primarily focused on the pork loin. And so, number one, as we've talked for some time, we have got to ensure consumers understand the right endpoint cooking temperature for pork that's safe, but really delivers the optimum eating experience. Less is more. And so, of course, we now have and have had for a few years, with USDA's approval and proven through science, the ability to safely serve pork at 145 degrees with a 3-minute rest. And so that's a huge opportunity for us to continue to find new ways with partnerships like Yumly to drill that message into consumers and change that mindset. So that's number one. Number two is how we merchandise the cuts, and we call that nomenclature. So what do we call the pork cuts, not just necessarily an assorted pack of pork chops, but rather a porterhouse pork chop or a New York pork chop or a ribeye pork chop. So how we merchandise those cuts.
Thirdly, consumers want a consistent, high-quality product. Now, those messages will be part of each and every recipe in the Yumly database.
What Yumly likes and has told us, what they like about the National Pork Board and its recipe database is the content. So we not only have amazing photography that illustrates the beautiful versatility and flavor that pork offers and does it in a really attractive fashion, gets people's eyeballs and hopefully their mouths watering. We also have all of the ingredients, obviously. But what's most important to Yumly is the step-by-step process to ensure that the consumer or the user or whoever's visiting Yumly and their site to the app has everything they need. They don't need to go to another site. That's the biggest problem that Yumly has, is people will see something on their site and then go somewhere else to find out how to prepare it. With the pork recipes, we got the picture, we got the ingredients, but we also have the step-by-step process. And of course, that's where we really drill into the details about the specific preparation method, the time, to ensure that the endpoint temperature gets it to where it delivers a really good eating experience.
Well, that would be why Evans got Yumly on his cell phone. So you can search for Yumly on your cell phone. Sutton says the Pork Checkoff digital strategy, it's designed to maximize the reach to consumers. That's Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.